since the morning you moved in. Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Yes, I'm feeling like a million since I got you living in.
We are pieces of a whole with different feelings to be built. Distinction to the role, different players, different strokes.
But let me tell you about one thing I know. Everybody's got a seat to sow. Set your heart apart, take it down the road. Everybody's got a seat to sow.
All right, we're back on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayley here with Campbell Road Nursery in Raleigh. A little chilly out here. We're not outside. We're in the greenhouse, and you know, I don't know what's the temperature in here. Do you think?
In here right now, it should be about 65 to 70, okay, somewhere, yeah, in there. I'm trying to keep it warmer because we're going to be in here, but
so
you know,
poinsettias are you know, a little more.
They can take it
hardy than you might think.
Yeah, they can take it down to, well, it. When one of my heaters went out one time, it got down to about 42 or 3 in here. They're fine. I wouldn't want to keep it that way for a long time, but 50, 55, 60, fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have refreshments out here.
I do have some. We have apple fritters. We have cinnamon rolls. We have donuts. And then we have all kinds of biscuits. We have ham biscuits, sausage and egg, bacon and egg.
Did you get up early and make all of those? Or?
No, I did not.
Okay.
There was a time when I probably would have done that.
You could,
but I did not today.
What is your specialty, holiday specialty? What do you like to cook? I know you're a good cook.
I like.
When you have time.
Well, for Thanksgiving, I fixed turkey and ham and dressing. Like my mom used to fix it, and then I fixed something new. I fixed a cranberry salad, cranberry orange relish, and it was really good.
Did it have orange pieces and cranberry pieces in it? Or?
It had fresh cranberries, and it was easy. You just put it in a food processor and then leave it in the refrigerator for about 3 hours.
Bulch it up.
And it's great. Yes, it was delicious with turkey.
So what about the
banana pudding? Banana pudding is my big thing.
Banana pudding?
Yeah, everybody loves my banana pudding.
So you have, this is the real stuff.
This is the kind you cook the custard. It's like milk and flour and sugar. Oh, yeah.
You don't go skippy on the bananas.
Oh, no.
And by the way, I was thinking, because of Richard's generosity of this pickup load of nabs, I would be willing to share a couple nabs with people.
Are they going to have to work for it, or are they going to answer a trivia question, or what are they going to do?
I've never seen such bounty. I don't know how much, where you got that, Richard. I didn't know they made such a sack load.
BJ's.
Well, you could take
he's it so
home
kind to bring all
and
that.
Look at it. It would bring you joy.
Yeah.
Well, it's just joy to look at.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, thank you, Richard. You were very kind to share all of the goodies that you brought. Appreciate that. I appreciate you coming.
I know. We're always glad to have our true listeners.
Well, people ask me, is there a real Richard Horvath? I said, well, I get some of the most intellectual treatises from Richard.
I know.
He is a scientist as well as a philosopher and an all-around good man.
It gives my tiny brain a headache.
Stimulant.
I have a headache after I read.
I got stimulant. Well, Cheryl, she said, is Richard real? I said, yeah,
of course
real.
He is. What is it? He's not AI.
Well, I told him when I was talking to the neurologist at the hospital, I said, my wife and I are both students of the Baron of Gray Matter.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Well, that was one of the characters in The Three Stooges.
Oh, I didn't know that. I should know that. Anything.
Oh, yes.
Dealing with the three, who was the Baron of Gray Matter?
It was their mentor.
Oh, they had a mentor?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had a mentor.
Mm-hmm. Old Curly's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's everybody's favorite.
Yeah. And bonk, bonk, bonk.
We actually have the cookbook. And
they had Three Stooges had a cookbook?
Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine what's in that.
And I was looking at some religious literature about the family tree of Noah, and just above Noah is somebody called Shem. Well, in the Three Stooges were Jewish, so you just had a piece of it.
Yeah, yeah. He was kind of the outlier, like some of the Marx Brothers who didn't make it. But he was really good. He actually did a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't really have time for the Stooges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that was not his big thing. But he looked like he did, like he had been hit a few times, he had been hit.
Yeah.
I mean, when they were doing vaudeville, they did hit each other some. They didn't do it in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that was choreographed.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Well, now,
how do we get on the Three Stooges?
Well, I'm intrigued about Shem in the Bible. Are they akin to Meshach and Abednego?
Probably.
We can't answer that.
Well, they were.
But we will find out.
Well, they were tree surgeons at one point.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, look at Steve there.
Steve, how are you?
Oh, Steve. I brought rain lilies.
Oh, right. Brought rain lilies.
All right.
Oh, pink naked ladies. Rufus, we still need to take our trip to Ashworth Clothing.
Hey, man, we heard from Steve last week, and I was so pleased to hear
from you. I mean, I was getting ready to read it. Phil was with us. I was getting ready to start talking about Ashworth, and by golly, he was on the phone. So we did a commercial with Steve, which worked out pretty well. But now that Carolina Blue, you call it Angora. I guess is it Angora cashmere?
It certainly is. It came from dear Steve years ago.
Yeah.
Had the same pants on last week.
Oh, you did? Okay, well, color coordinate.
I didn't mess them up too bad.
You got a lot of blue on because you're going to the Carolina game.
Oh, yeah. Are we on for 2 hours on it today? Or?
No, three.
Okay, good.
All right, yeah. You aren't leaving early.
Well, I know, but I will leave very much. I hate to miss the festivities here.
Uh-huh.
But my ride, Phil, is coming at 11 o'clock.
Well, you'll have to.
You're going to miss Santa.
You'll miss Santa, but I'm sure Phil can load you up with food, or you can just eat nabs all the way over.
He's got a whole pack of nabs.
Yeah,
there.
he's got a whole
pack. I like those nabs.
He's got about
there, Steve.
200 packs.
That should last you about a day, shouldn't it?
That might go a week.
So
steak.
You've bought a lot of things from Ashworth over the years, and
it's so
have a lot of people.
Clothes last. I have.
They do from there.
Yeah,
their clothes. Right.
I'm talking about from Ashworth.
Yeah,
high quality stuff. I went in there about 2 years ago, and I said, Steve, I'm getting a little bit bulgy around the waist.
Pulsy,
he said, I've got just what you want. He said, these are stretch. And I said, well, I want pleats. He said, you got that. And I said, I want cuffs. He said, well.
Where did you want the pleats?
Hold on. He said, hold on. And he went next door to somebody. And Dogfee didn't get those pants cuffed on the spot.
So you had pleated, cuffed, stretch pants.
Yes. Yes. They're work pants. They're work pants now because after a while they did wear out.
Oh,
that. All right.
But you knew where to
get
some
more. That was several years ago.
Oh, you knew where to get some more. Well, they have, they do, speaking of stretch, they do have the new Johnny O line of clothing at Ashworth's and Fuquay Arena, and they have, along with the Johnny O, it's kind of East Coast traditional and West Coast casual. Very comfortable, very stylish, and they have pants and shoes and comfortable shirts and pullovers. But Ashworth's has a lot of classic clothing. They have the Gitman Brothers shirts, and they have Allen Edmond shoes, which are really good shoes that will last you. It's another old name, Hart, Schaffner & Marks suits. And they have the most tremendous tie selection I have ever seen at a men's store. And it's all in Fuquay Arena. And they have the expertise to fit you properly and enhance your shape, I'm sure. You may not be satisfied with your shape, but they can.
I don't like that
it.
Word. When I don't like that word, enhance my shape. Enhance means.
I wasn't being personal. I was
enhance
saying.
Enhance means getting bigger.
I was saying
no,
one's not
enhance
yours.
Enhance means to dress you correctly.
Yeah, I mean to.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
To.
Yeah.
Yes,
to divert
you the style
one's attention
that
away
best
from the bulges.
You.
Well, Richard, you're a linguist. How would you take enhance?
Well, they're just trying to make someone more enhancesome.
Enhancesome. See, brought it right around. Fuquave Arena, you'll find the lovely people, all of them, the wonderful, the experts at Ashworth's Clothing. They're right on Main Street, one of their main streets. It is Main Street. But they right. have they kind of have two main streets at Fuquave Arena.
Yeah.
All right, Steve.
You
so
the
you brought
Fuquave side and the Marina side.
That's right. That's right. And there was no war or anything. They just kind of merged many years ago. So you brought rain lilies.
I brought some rain lilies. I had to thin it out anyway, so I thought I'd come and share.
They are fantastic little boogers.
So anybody, I mean, Rufus probably needs to get some first, but then. You can share with anybody that comes in, any of the listeners that are listening.
Well, I don't want to be a pig, Steve, but I sure do love rain lilies.
There all right.
As much as you like nabs?
Well, let's don't get technical here.
They're the watermelon red.
Oh, yeah.
And they really bloomed well this year.
Watermelon red?
Watermelon red.
Is that... Now that's not the standard color that we that's not what we usually see in the landscape.
They really are bright.
Mine are pinkish.
Yeah.
Little, mine kind of, are watermelon
well, that's
red.
Well,
yeah.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah. And there are other colors.
I got plenty more where this came from. I started out with about a 12-inch clump.
Yeah.
And that thing's about 48 inches wide now, and I really needed to thin it out. So.
Yeah. Well, that's good, and that's what we should do with daylilies and other things.
And the guy from the governor's mansion was here last
Gerald Adams, yes.
Yeah, he's not here today, right?
He doesn't work here.
No, but he was with you guys last week, right?
No. He 2 weeks ago, I guess it was.
Oh, okay.
Phil was with us last week.
Yeah, because they were talking about we were talking about the pineapple lily.
Yes.
And I had some of that, but it was in a bad spot, so I didn't dig it up. But
right.
I was going to bring him one of those
because
he said he was interested in it. So, but anyway, I got the rain lilies.
Rufus, do you have pineapple lilies?
Well, is that like a crinum lily?
It looks like it's got a pineapple.
Is it euchymus? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I just call it a pineapple.
I think it is. There's so many different names for. I think it is.
It's a really pretty plant.
Right. I've got one down at the house.
Is that?
Mm-hmm. Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Can you see that? Yeah.
Yep.
Jeff, do you have one of those?
And it'll have a scape on it that's
either.
About 36 inches tall.
Right.
So are they really hardy here?
Mine? I've had to divide mine
just
three
most
times
unusual.
Already.
Very, very unusual.
Yeah, it's been a very good plant in my garden.
Wow. Phil, do you ever sell those?
Yes.
As she walks away?
We have them.
Oh, you do?
Well, anyway, I just thought I'd drop in and say hello and drop these off and let you guys... Now that I'm still
Steve,
here.
Steve, your latest treatment?
Yeah, my...
Everything going well?
Oh, gosh. My numbers dropped. I went from 5.7 to 2, to less than 2, with 4 treatments.
You're talking about chemotherapy.
So my chemotherapy.
You mean that's good, right?
Yeah, my doctor was just absolutely beside himself the other day when I went to see him. He said, you respond better than any patient I've ever had to chemo.
Yeah, and great head of hair.
Well, you look healthy.
Yeah,
I'm glad that you
really,
have a good doctor.
He's really proud of me. Oh, yes. Dr. Rubenstein is the best oncologist, the blood doctor they have there.
Yeah.
He does
this
blood,
at Rex?
Blood disease. No, it's Chapel Hill.
Yeah, UNC.
He's a teaching doctor at Chapel Hill.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he's the number one guy was really looking after me because he brought him into my life in the fact that he is the number one expert for the disease I have.
Yeah, hematologist.
That's the word I was trying to think of.
Right.
He's the number one hematologist for amyloid in the United States.
How about that?
He is really good.
Well, I'm glad you're doing well, and thanks so much for the
lilies. Did you get have you gotten an apple fritter yet?
Not yet. I just came right in here.
Well, there's some apple cider.
I'm about to die. Yes.
Some half calf coffee and some biscuits and apple fritters and donuts and everything.
You do that.
So you go help yourself.
You do that well.
You go in there and help yourself. Thank you, Steve. Thank y'all for coming.
Thank you, Steve.
I appreciate it.
Would you like a nab?
You want me to bring you one?
I don't think we need any more.
You can just sit them right over there. That's great. Thank you so much.
We will.
All right.
We will. We won't forget. I'll trip over them before. That will remind me.
With the voice.
Yeah, that's right. We got two ardent listeners here.
I'll be standing in line somewhere, and somebody behind me will say,
"They recognize your voice." Oh my gosh, that's so funny!
Yeah, I know.
I'll go to the farmer's market, and I'll be standing around talking, and a guy come up behind me and says, "I know that voice." You have loyal listeners out there.
We have loyal listeners.
We do.
Well, it's family. Yeah, y'all are family.
I have a recognizable voice.
Okay.
All right, love you guys.
All right. Take care, Steve.
See you, Steve. All right. I didn't wear any long johns today, but I'm doing pretty well.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to be cold.
No.
Crank the heaters up if you need some heat.
So this lamb or these lambs will not, or whatever they were, sheep.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I bought a sweater in Scotland, and I needed that extra layer when I was way up north in the Arctic Circle.
Right.
But since I got back to Raleigh, I've only worn it twice.
This is the second time I've worn this, and I bought it in Ireland in 2018. So, but it's doing the job today. It doesn't feel scratchy or anything.
That's great.
You're all color coordinated there, browns and browns and browns. And
oh, blue. Yeah.
It's green. Yeah.
Is that green?
It's green.
Yeah, but it's coordinated.
It works.
We've got tons of flowers in here where it's warm, and they make great gifts. The ladies
are here. They're not artificial. They look like it, but they're not artificial.
The ladies are here.
Real.
They'll wrap them and put bows on them for you, and then we have bows to put on wreaths or to put out at your mailbox or wherever you'd like to. We've got Santa Claus coming in a little while. And we've got tons of refreshments. We've got breakfast, and then we'll have a lunch buffet from Sharon Albrecht. And then we have Nancy and her friend have their books for sale today that make great Christmas gifts. And they'll be here the whole time. And just come on out. We got tons of good things.
Hey,
lots of fun.
Chris Hooks says, can you ask Phil if she actually came to my house and saw how poor my backyard was?
Trying to get past, tell Chris, hey, Chris,
he's trying to
if
get
you're
past
listening.
The driveway.
Oh.
You can't go anywhere, can't
you? Oh, yeah. If he'll just hold on.
Yeah, just leave it in poor condition and she'll be there when she
gets. No, let me get past open house and we'll be there.
Yeah. And he also said that it was 29 degrees last night at Cleveland High School. I guess he was doing a high school game.
Ooh.
And he said, my smart self has to have the window open for the broadcast. You know, you got to have that ambiance, the pads hitting.
No.
And the, yeah.
No.
And now he says he's dying. So, good luck, Chris. 919. You know what? You know
Chris,
about that, don't you, Jeff?
If you're gonna die, do it quietly, please.
yeah, just do it quietly. 919-860-9783. We're almost an hour and a half into the show already.
Good gracious.
Yeah. So come join us. Get in the Christmas spirit here at Campbell Road Nursery.
We've got plenty of shrubs, plenty of everything. So come on out. They might look a little
plenty
cold
of nabs,
right now.
There's no doubt about that.
Right.
More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. That is from 83 years ago at Pearl Harbor when it was bombed, and that was apparently the only major broadcaster. I don't know. I couldn't tell the gentleman's name, but that was an NBC correspondent who just happened to be in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, on that day 83 years ago. And there are still survivors who are alive today. Many of them were 100 years old or more who had to deal with all of that. But I just thought we should recognize that it's Pearl Harbor Day 83 years ago. And hope all of you get a chance not only to go to Hawaii but to view some of the carnage from that era. I know you've been to the Arizona Memorial.
I was born. I was 6 months old at the time of the bombing,
right.
41.
But you've been to the Arizona
Absolutely.
Memorial. And
very
a
moving.
Lot of people have.
Very moving.
It is, 83 years ago. So you're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF, 919-860-9783. I'm intrigued by this pineapple lily. It is so unusual. Phil says she has some. And I would assume
you might want to try one. You can find
I'm
another.
I'm definitely going to try.
You can find another square foot. I know you can.
I can. It's just, the sun is the issue.
Yeah.
Always. But yeah, I mean for bulbs, I can certainly find some. So I'll have to do. I don't know why. I mean, I've heard of the pineapple lily, but I don't know. I guess I wasn't interested enough to actually look at one. But they're gorgeous and so unusual. They almost look like a. They almost look like a bird's head. There you go. Yeah.
Gracious goodness.
Do you have any?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Well, I think we're going to have to invest in some here.
Yeah.
They almost look like a bird's head, a tropical bird's head of some type. Phil, now, when do we, what are you putting out fire somewhere? Or what are you doing?
Just checking on everybody.
You serving up pastries this morning?
Oh, yeah. We had 4 dozen apple fritters.
Had 4 dozen.
Now, there's plenty. Cinnamon rolls, all kinds of donuts, and then all kinds of biscuits. I was just touching base with the gas man there.
The people back at the station are really mad with me for taking you on the road so much because you take the pastries with you.
Yeah.
You aren't bringing them to the station.
I know, but so, I'll get them over
they're
there.
They're suffering greatly.
Yeah.
But and there are a lot of them out here, or there were. But
yeah.
I would recommend trying one. Name of the bakery. South Hills Mall.
It's South Hills Mall, Baker's Dozen.
And
Cindy's just a great person. She and her husband are over there.
She's a good cook.
Yeah, they do a
good,
great. They
good
do a fantastic
maker.
Job.
Yeah. So, tell us about this pineapple lily. I've been thinking about.
Euchomus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have gone and gotten one. I'll go get it.
When do we plant them? When do they bloom?
You can plant it right now.
Yeah.
You can plant anything
blooming?
Right now.
Is it a spring bloomer?
Yes.
Okay.
Summer.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So, they're beautiful. They come up, and they're kind of like they're a surprise. They come up with the foliage, kind of like amaryllis.
Rain lily?
Well, yeah. they come up with the foliage, and then all of a sudden the bloom, the stalk shoots up and blooms out, and they're really, they're beautiful. I mean, they're unique. You kind of go, oh, when did that bloom out? And so they're nice. I like them a lot.
Are the ones you have the purple flowers in it? Yeah, specks of flowers. I guess they're white with a green top. I was remarking when you were walking in, they kind of look like a tropical bird or something.
They do.
With a little
they do
patch of feathers on top.
Right, right. They do.
Yeah.
What habitat do they favor?
Probably sunny. Sunny.
Yeah, mine is in sun. Yeah, it's in full sun. It has just a little bit of shade, but not much. It's pretty much full sun. So they like sun.
Well, Rufus has busted out his watermelon glasses here. So it's party time.
Yep, I think so.
In the greenhouse today.
When Rufus puts his watermelon glasses on.
Yeah. He's ready to party.
Yep. Well,
there was a jazz tune called Watermelon Man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I don't think I should wear these to Chapel Hill.
No.
Oh, no.
They might not let you come back.
You would encounter security, I think, first of all.
We're the wine and brie crowd. They wouldn't go for watermelon.
There's red involved there, and they might not let that pass.
Yeah.
To get into the stadium.
Well, thank y'all so much. Stay warm.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for shopping with us.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are just some things you should think about before you enter. I mean, you can tell them I'm Rufus Edmondson all day, but you're wearing those glasses.
Well, I'm saying the name, they say, no, nobody but that name gets entered here.
Or State Fair. It's got to be NC.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
you go.
Bogue Sound Watermelons.
Oh, yes.
There
well,
you
we
go.
Have connections over there.
Bogue Sound Watermelons are good watermelons. Yeah. I'm here to tell you.
That's like those cantaloupes grown up in Littleton.
That's right.
What are they called?
Oh, wow.
Does it start with a C? I don't know. They sell them at the farmer's market, too. They have a festival every summer, too. I'll remember it at some point. I have a lot of trouble with it. I always have.
That's our fan. Our fan, too, of the beach music loves those cantaloupes there.
Brother Craig?
Brother Craig.
Yeah, lead singer for the Embers. Loves.
What's the name of that cantaloupe? Yeah.
I'll find it.
All right, Phil, you've got...
I'm in charge of that.
You look it up. So, Rufus, why don't you have a pineapple lily? You've got everything else.
I'm dumbfounded. This will be remedied.
Yes, it will.
It'll be remedied before I leave here today.
And you get another chance to use your rechargeable backhoe or whatever it is, auger.
Yeah. You ever heard of such a thing, Richard?
Not electrical, though, but...
It's great handy.
He didn't use augers very much on a ship.
Ridgway. How could we forget?
Yeah. Pass it on 85 near Littleton in Norlina. Norlina, I guess, more so than Littleton.
Yeah.
Ridgway, North Carolina.
And Ridgway, cantaloupe.
Yeah. So.
Well, I assume that this bulb you plant for the pineapple lily, about 6 inches in the ground? Something like that?
Something like that. Let me go get one. I'll get somebody to get one.
Oh, goodness.
Can you go get a pineapple lily? A Euchomus? Yeah.
Euchomus.
They're out there on the perennial.
I think I dated a girl named Euchomus one time. She was from Castalia.
Was she from Lacoma?
Castalia.
Castalia. I went to the 4th of July parade there one time, and it was the hottest day that I've ever witnessed anywhere in the world.
Where?
In Castalia.
Oh, yeah. You went to their 4th of July celebration.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a big deal.
Oh, man.
I saw somewhere in Raleigh or Cary there's a Castalia street or avenue or road or something. Hmm. So what in the world did they come up?
There's Steve's rain lilies.
Yeah.
Oh,
aren't
wow.
they gorgeous?
Oh, they're, boy, are they red. I mean, they're really much darker than I usually see. They're mm-hmm. pinker.
They're beautiful.
And they,
Thank
you know, they
you.
Start, you know, in late August, into September is when you start seeing them. Is
if you
it?
Need some more, just give me a call.
Yeah.
Okay, Steve.
Right.
Thank you.
Go to the daily
so we got,
my phone number's in the, this book.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Steve.
Just go there, and if you want some more, just let me know.
All right.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thanks.
If I don't, they're going to take over that garden.
919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. And, yeah, that's intriguing. So we, I know about the rain lily, pink naked lady, but yeah. So we learn something. We try to learn something every show. I always do, and so. And Jeff doesn't care. I can tell that. he's just wondering why he's so cold. You're thinking what are you?
He's
thinking?
Zoned out.
It has something to do with sports. It doesn't have anything to do with gardening.
That's true.
Okay. he's or your mama and daddy.
his mama's. Cooking is what I love.
I'll tell you.
She sent me that,
that woman knows how to cook.
Mama Nell's pound cake. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, out of your cookbook and she yeah. she nailed it.
She nailed it.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
So whoever did that or put that recipe in there, yeah. was that your mama's?
That was my mama's, yes, absolutely.
Okay. So it was familiar then. What
everybody in the family contributed something. And I put one in there, and my nephew said, I said, potatoes are rotten.
What's
that? Are rotten. He said, what do you mean, Uncle Rufus, potatoes are rotten?
That's it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It depends on if you like cheese. Depends on what kind of cheese you put in it, I guess. All right, so that's the, it's kind of, the leaves are floppy.
Yeah.
Because it's been exposed
it's
to the cold.
It's a little frozen. Yeah, and
what are you
going
to do to it?
I was just going to show you.
Get dirt all over the place.
See, it has not really. Yeah. It has a bulb, and what you can do in the spring.
And it's got roots.
Right, and what you can do in the spring is this will have some shoots, and you can just go in that bulb, and you can split it, and it'll have smaller sprouts.
So do we plant it like this? It's in
yes,
a container.
It's ready. It's ready to be planted
so that's
right
kind of,
now.
That's kind of unusual to have a bulb in potting soil.
Right. Well, that it's a perennial though. It's a perennial bulb, and okay. So it's yeah. So that's how it's planted.
Oh,
welcome, Dan the man.
How'd you get those?
They're
unfrozen.
They're hellebores.
What'd you do? Stick them in front of a heater.
Put the
look at that little sweetheart.
I know. The hellebore is a little droopy.
It was
flowers.
Frozen earlier.
Oh. Well, they don't mind being frozen.
Yeah.
But Phil's got some that will look up at you.
Well, these will when they're not.
I know they're not frozen. Supposed to. The standards don't. The flowers don't look up at you though.
And standards do spread.
They do.
Do not put a hellebore anywhere near something you don't want to have it
trampled.
Well, right. Totally overcome.
Yeah.
Steve was talking about rain lilies. You just plant one of those hellebores where you shouldn't, and you're in trouble.
I agree, yeah. Because they crowd. I planted some around your Rose of Sharon. Didn't take many, a couple. And they're surrounding it, and they crowded out some peonies.
Oh, absolutely.
But these are hybrids. The ones that we have now are hybrids. They're like the Ice and Roses collection.
So they're
and so,
sterile.
Right. Right. They don't spread like the old-timers, which is a good thing and a bad thing. I mean, it just depends if you want a yard full of hellebores or if you just want a few spots with hellebores in them. So.
Jason, do we need to take a break here or can we keep going? Richard, if you would pass that headset over to Chip. Chip, we'll talk a little bit about King's Auto Service. And, you know, there's so many reasons you should go to King's Auto Service because they pretty much work on, let's say most cars, not the Europeans, but they certainly work on Japanese.
No German cars.
Yeah, and no German cars. So what about Volvos?
Not really.
Okay.
They used to work on my old Volvo, but they did us a favor.
Right. So, yep. Dean buys things. He'll buy a car just to study it.
Right, he does.
He did with the hybrid. He bought a hybrid long ago. I mean, back in the early 2000s, late 90s, somewhere in
there.
He found
that the mileages were exaggerated.
Yeah, yeah.
On the early hybrids.
Absolutely. But they've, you know, and so that's kind of the way he does. And he has certified hybrid technicians there. They've gone back to school as
they close the shop periodically just to go to school.
Right. So if you have a hybrid vehicle, and a lot of people do now, they're probably selling more hybrids than they are EVs right now or the plug-ins. But and I would assume if the EVs really take off, that Dean will probably get into that business if he doesn't retire. Let's hope he doesn't retire.
They can work on EVs. It's hard to get parts from Tesla, though, if it's a Tesla.
Yeah, okay. Well, he certainly has the aptitude to work on most anything. It's just some people that can do that. But
what people need to do right now is with this cold snap, and it's getting more of them, is to have your antifreeze checked and your battery checked.
Yeah.
Battery didn't give you any warning.
That's right. You should have done that a couple of weeks ago before it really turned cold. But, it's not too late unless your car doesn't start or you see something frozen.
You go by, they'll test your battery for free.
Yeah.
And let you know.
And not just that hybrid battery, but the 12-volt battery, which I have noticed, I don't know if you have.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
They don't seem to last as long.
Every time I go on a trip, I have them check my battery.
That's a smart
battery's
thing.
Only give out when you're away from home.
Get your tires checked and your battery checked if you're going to take a long trip or something. They've been basically in the same place. They've been over in the same area of West Street as long as I can remember. And Dean's uncle started King's Auto Service in the 1940s. Yeah, West Street.
Runs right into Peace Street.
Yeah, the north part of West Street, 1039. You can get your oil chains there and just about anything else. But it's always good to be proactive, just like Chip was talking about with the battery. Do that for other parts of your car, too, at King's Auto Service. Thank you, Chipper. Anything else to say about King's?
He's just one of my longest-running clients. Phil's one of them, too.
And he's...
They're great clients.
Great clients. He's
Thank you.
Good people. Good people.
Yeah.
Smart people.
King's is great.
Yeah.
And one thing I like about King's, Daniel, nothing faced him. He could tackle a problem. If he can't fix it, nobody can.
Yeah, that's right. All right, 919-860-9783. Wow, we're approaching 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know
time's gone.
I don't either. But if you want to get into the Christmas spirit, this is certainly a place to do it. And we haven't talked about the wreaths that y'all make here.
Right.
I've been to the area where the elves are. They're making them.
Right.
And it's, it takes a lot of creativity.
It does.
Good materials.
It does.
What do you use in your wreaths?
We have, of course, the Fraser fir, and then we have some gold, something similar to gold moppet, but it's got a little bit more texture to it, so it holds up. And then we have the blue, the Arizona blue, and then we've got, what else did we put?
Magnolia.
Pine and magnolia.
Yeah.
Yep, we put pine, and it's gorgeous in there, and it holds up really well.
A lot of different fragrances.
Right, right, and textures and colors.
I saw, Melissa, I saw this on Facebook. It was a red clothespin.
Huh.
And the tip of a Fraser fir limb,
mm-hmm.
about 5 or 6 inches long, sitting in the clothespin.
Huh.
And it had a little tiny ball on it. It was a little teeny Christmas tree.
A Charlie Brown tree.
It was better than the Charlie Brown tree. It was green and red.
All right, then.
It was pretty. I don't think she sent me a photo. Now, what?
Talking about plants, we've got some here. We've got a planter that is great for your porch or out at the maybe the end of your sidewalk or anywhere you'd want to put it. It's got a hellebore in it that is just in full bloom. It's got heuchera. It's got ivy. It's got winterberry. And let me see what else. It's got some acorus grass and then variegated euonymus. So it's got lots of plants in there, and it's a nice size planter that will hold up, and then you can just add things to it.
This is something that will this will last.
Come back every year, yeah.
And then what you can do is if you want to stick some different color in, you can always stick, like, just, I mean, some people put little violas or pansies in there for some color, or they would put something in the summertime for color. Yeah. So
trailing pansy would be good.
Right, right. So just any your choice there. But we've got some of those planters, and they're just beautiful.
Oh, gorgeous.
What are the planters made out of? That is not concrete.
No, it's...
Looks like concrete.
Right. It's some type of... I don't know. We got it from White Quarles, and it's just... it's really seems to hold up.
Well, if it's from White Quarles, of course it does.
Right, right. I like it a lot. I called them. I said, what kind of planters you got? We need to do some planters. We got some beautiful material.
Is it heavy?
I guess
it is with the plants.
Well, it is with all that in it, but no, it's not at all.
Some kind of composite
material? Yeah, it is. It is. Uh-huh.
I'm sure Richard would be able to take some of his chemicals and,
yeah, he would.
And analyze it. We'd find out exactly what it was, but at any rate, that is beautiful. And the heuchera adds a little color, as do the, now though the sterile type hellebores.
Right. That's probably Jacob or Ivory Prince. No, it's Jacob probably.
Do you have any of the hybrids mixed in with your hellebores?
Yes, Phil made me do that one time.
I whipped him.
By the way, I got a call last night, Phil, from Carl Miller, who lives in Wilkes County. He'd bought two of the plant containers that you furnished 2 years ago at the Super Kids, and he said, I'm the envy of Wilkes County.
Well, great.
He put them one on each side of his door going to his office.
Oh,
okay.
Wow, nice.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Well, we have just about wrapped up the second hour here at Campbell Road Nursery.
I can't believe this. It's going so fast.
We're going to talk to old Billy from Farmer's Market. Not just Billy, old Billy, at the Farmer's Market.
Well, I'll put my watermelon glasses on for Billy.
Yeah, I think he would appreciate that. So we don't get to talk to Monica today. We talk to Billy about what's happening at the State Farmer's Market in Raleigh. So two great places. We'll be there next week, by the way.
Wow.
At the Farmer's Market. And time is really passing quickly. It's like if you ever saw the movie Time Machine. It was kind of like that.
Yep.
All right, we'll be back.